Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Monday, Man of Glad, Inner Sight, the program where you can talk about what you're mad about or glad about, and, you know, keep it clean. I know a lot of people get angry and all that, and it's very easy to fly off the handle and use profane language, especially if you're disabled and you get frustrated and all that. We all understand that. Well, most of us do. All right, Inner Sight, I always like to start the show off with a glad, and I got one for you. Talking to a doctor, a holistic doctor, right here in the neighborhood, Long Island, Bohemia, Long Island. It's called the South Bay Wellness Center. And the thing that really caught my attention is she's holistic, PhD. She has come up with a kit for the coronavirus. Now, this kit boosts and helps your immune system and protects you. It doesn't mean you can't get a virus. You know, it means that the body will have a better chance to fight it off, and it would be not a severe version of the virus. Of course, if you have pre-medical conditions, that's a little tricky. That makes it harder. But for people who want to build their immune system, you know, she's got everything in there, including wild oil of oregano, I believe, and a good dose of vitamin C and all that, to ward off the virus. Now, that's a definite glad, you know, that something like that is available. We've talked about that on the show before we discovered the Danielle. I can't recall her last name right now. But, you know, you can probably find her on the website, the Wellness Center. And if you want to ask her more about the kit to protect you against the coronavirus or any other thing, we're going to be trying to get her on the program. So we'll have her on as a guest as soon as we can arrange that. All right, Inner Sight. Now, it seems to me that the government and the doctors would recommend something like, you know, that the kit that she has, the corona preventative. You know, but the whole thing is, again, it's not about health, it's about money. I mean, with all this crazy stuff going on with this vaccine, you hear these reports of contamination. They had to close down the lab in Baltimore, I heard on the news. Johnson & Johnson people. I mean, it's just crazy, you know, that you have to deal with this. And anyone who is healthy, who has a pretty good immune system and been doing good, why would you want to invade that if you don't have to? You know, you'd want to strengthen that and improve it, not invade it with poison and with a vaccine that you don't even know what's in that stuff. All right, Inner Sight, and hopefully we'll be able to get some phone calls in. Tomorrow night, yours truly won't be here. Tomorrow's birthday. So I'm going to be out and doing some things I want to do and so on, just having fun. So tomorrow night's supposed to be open mic. I don't know if one of my colleagues will put it on the air or not. Remains to be seen. But at worst, we'll have a rerun of Open Mic. That's tomorrow night. Wednesday's program is going to be very interesting. You can't have equality without enforcement. It's so true. You see it every day. And then Thursday, we're going to have a few people on the show. Try to do a roundtable type of setting. And the topic's going to be people are not protected by taxpayer dollars. Now, we did this the other day, but we want to give people a chance to say how they feel that they haven't been protected. So we're going to try to bring a bunch of people on. That's Thursday night. Next week, we're going to honor Corey Foster. You hear us mention his name every night. One of the youngsters who passed away, and we believe it was no accident. All right, Inner Sight, Around the World, Mad or Glad, Monday, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, the little bear, the great, great Akita, makes a great service dog or just a pet dog, companion. Tom's River, New Jersey, I think they changed the name down there when you call up. Get a different name. I'm still calling it Tom River, but the number, I'll give you the number, and that's how you can verify anything. Or you can go on the website, BigEastTakedaRescue.org. And the phone number, 609-388-7004. Once again, 609 area code, 388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out. And as we remind you, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, who have passed on, and all the others, go an extra mile for a child. And cherish the children, take care of them, watch out for them. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, my friend in Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And I want to thank my friend Phyllis, who's a realtor, for helping to try to find an apartment for Maureen's mom, Mary, trying to get her out of that nursing home. All right. Kennedy Realty, again, that number, 631-888-1186. And we thank them for all their help. Inner Sight, Around the World, Mad or Glad. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. All right. So let's see. Some of our friends that have pitched in for us in the past. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Touro Law Center. Put a .com to them and or a .org, and you'll find their information. Civil rights attorney James Bahamundi, 631-783-9662. 516, 783-9662 is the main number. All right. Jim Bahamonde, ADA lawyer. All right, mad or glad Monday, around the world we go with InterSight 106,000 plus have listened. So we're proud of that. And terrible what's going on. This has got to be a mad for millions of us. Going on with these shootings. Oh, I mean, the President of the United States should really drop everything and do something about that. I mean, in the schools, and another one today down in Tennessee. Horrible. You know, it's really, really strange because over the election, a lot of people blamed violence on Mr. Trump. Well, the violence is still here, world. You know, the President of the United States has to do something about it. It's a very difficult problem, you know, because people are pulling him in all different ways. Mr. Biden made a statement the other day that if he could, he would allow the gun manufacturers to be sued. Now, I don't know why he said if he could. Something blocking that ought to be dealt with. They should be able to be liable in a court of law. Why not? You know, I agree with that. I mean, law is many times an ass, yes, but it's also a help. So try to figure that out, Mr. President, Congress, Senate. Figure that out. How can you make it so that gun manufacturers are more responsible putting those guns out there? All right? InterSight thinks it would be a good idea. Why not? We're not protected that much. Those of us who are blind and disabled, we're not protected as much as the next person. And we'll talk more about that on a Thursday night, how the money is there to protect us, but it doesn't apply. All right, InterSight around the world, mad or glad, and if we get an engineer in here, you'll be able to call in. I want to, if you want to take note of the phone number, 213-816-1650.
Hi, I got
it.
It's
the InterSight number. Oh, there you are. All right.
You know, I had a little trouble, but that's all right.
Just
right
as
now.
I said,
I got it.
Engineer, you appeared.
Excellent. No,
all
I
right.
Still was having a little bit of trouble. I watched
well,
the
we
board
all.
While you were... yeah, well, in trouble with the brain, no. Nah, I was staying mute and waiting.
A lot of people have that, too.
One. Yeah, right.
All right. Do the Able News while your brain is operating.
Nah, it's not operating, but I'll do it anyway. Hold on. It is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a free subscription, and get your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank, on ablenews.com.
They got a calendar of events. You want to check that?
I did.
See if anything's going on. I don't know what they got in there, but
yeah, you could
the
try.
Calendar of events in the Able
yeah.
News. All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad Monday, and yeah, you know it's really crazy now how a lot of these doctors are becoming conflicted over this vaccine. They say that the virus coming back. Certain states had to close up again. You know, but they're not telling you how many people have been vaccinated who have been infected.
Well,
you know?
I put two on the line for the Johnson and Johnson vaccination. One's in critical condition, and one isn't in critical condition. But they two of them had not life threatening. One had life threatening, but that's I found in where they had that problem. Oh God, if I can only think, it was a southern state. I can't remember the state, but if I put in.
Wait a minute, you read about two people who were vaccinated
right.
and still got the virus?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not good.
Reaction to COVID vaccine that they what? Got. They got the virus after they took the COVID vaccine. Yep, and it was the COVID vaccine that they were talking about. Everything got messed up and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. The labs.
Yep. Adverse reactions to Johnson and Johnson COVID vaccine. What you need to know, and it tells you everything. Starting at 4 a.m. this morning. I wonder why. Jeez.
Wow, that's not good.
One shot. Yeah.
How many more people are going to be affected by that?
That was one shot. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Last week, 18 people in North Carolina reported side effects, while 11 people in Colorado had symptoms ranging from dizziness, nausea, and fainting. But one local doctor told Channel 11, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is very safe, and one that he highly recommends.
Safe?
Okay. Why don't
Where the
you
hell did he
it?
Get his license?
Out of a Cracker Jack box, obviously.
No, worse than that. Worse
what?
Than that. Bootleg.
What? Yeah.
How can you say this stuff is safe if people are getting sick and dying and all that?
He's an idiot. Can I say
Horrible.
There's certain idiots on this
Horrible.
Planet, and you just gotta let them be and take their license away. That's what I think.
Don't take
right.
it. Don't take it, people. Especially if you already have certain medical conditions. You know that's even worse. Then you really shouldn't
yeah.
take it.
Yeah.
You don't know what's gonna happen.
Well, I think it's that particular vaccination. I got nothing when I got mine. Absolutely nothing when I got mine.
If it's one, it's all of them. That's
well,
my
that's
theory.
How you think. Well, so
you're
far,
gonna,
I didn't
you're
have
gonna
any
wait,
reactions,
wait.
So.
Wait and
wait,
see. It's going to come out.
Yeah, you think? I don't know. I didn't feel
oh,
anything.
Yeah?
Yeah?
It's going to come out.
Okay. You know what I heard too now? Now, listen to this. This made me really, really anxious, but I predicted it. Remember I said that there was going to be where you have to prove, okay, that wherever you go, you're going to need to prove your that you had the vaccination? Listen to this. They are going to put forth a piece of legislation that we have a COVID passport. So, Pence, You know what that means? You're going to have to take the vaccination and show them that you have it. I was like,
well,
I
don't know if it means that, but remember, there's two sides to everything.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know
it's
why.
Not, it can't be one side.
Well, I don't know how or why I predicted that, but I had that gut feeling. My gut was telling me, yeah, that's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, well,
I didn't
too
like,
many.
I knew that the way they were doing that.
Too many people are being struck ill with this stuff too.
Yeah, I know.
To
they
got to
do something better with it before more people.
What are they
going to
do about that? If there's going to be a task force,
yeah.
a task force, then they should do something about that. You know, and recognize other forms of help.
Of healing.
Sure. Otherwise, they're going to be a prejudiced body of people.
Yeah, right? It would be. It certainly would be, because I'll tell you, they said to all of us, the second vaccine is going to be worse than the first. Does anybody want to take it when there's only a difference in the, what do you call, 90% and 80%? So if you're with the first vaccine, you get 80% coverage. And then when you're with the second vaccine, you get 90% coverage. That's only 10%. If you're telling me, say, it's half, and then I say, oh, okay, then that's more a value that I need. But it's only 10%.
If you can believe these numbers.
Well, it was in the beginning.
That's the other
thing. Numbers were 50 and 90. That's why I'm saying that. But now,
if you can believe any of this stuff, that they keep changing it from week to week.
I say things are changing from every legally, I would say, people who have been legally actually do this, you know, and actually test the vaccination. That's what I say.
Well, wait a minute. Well, what did you say, keep legal? Well,
I
don't understand what you just said.
Don't. My brain is not working right. Just continue talking, Frank. Really, it's not been working right.
Yeah, but what did you just say?
I just had one of my little things that I have, and I'm happy that it's on record in a recording so I could bring it
to
somebody.
Well, legal stuff involves the court.
That
you
I know.
And
see,
I'll
now
tell you
how
one
I
thing.
Had that little thing nobody could solve.
Hold it.
I have no idea what it is.
Hold it. Quiet, please, hold it. You're talking too much.
What up?
There's going to be a lot of lawsuits involved with this, you know, because these drug companies are notorious for having lawsuits. I mean, they've come out with stuff that has killed people over the years. That's why you can't trust them, you know. And there's going to be a lot of legal stuff going on. Both with the vaccine and with any kind of law that they're going to try to pass. You know? So it remains to be seen. We'll have to see what happens. But I think people need to educate themselves and stay away from these doctors because they don't know what the hell they're doing, most of them. All right, in a sight... Man, a glad Monday.
Just say one thing before we continue. I have that one thing that happens to me, and lately it's, I think when they change my medicine, it's happening to me more often. So I gotta find out what's going on with my medicine.
Yeah, or maybe the vaccine made it worse.
I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
When they do my, I don't know. Well. I'll say
you don't know
that
either.
Happened. No, I don't. I know. I will say everything I took. You know. So.
You got to get away from those doctors. I'm telling you something. They're ruining your whole life. All right, Inner Sight. 213-816. 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in and give us something you're mad about or glad about.
Yeah.
Oh, anybody on the line?
Yes. Let me look. Maureen and a listener.
All right. So let's get Maureen on the air.
Okay.
Inner sight.
Here she comes.
Monday. Mad or glad?
Hello?
Queens. Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
First of all, Frank and Early, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frank. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Not till tomorrow.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know. I said I'm doing it ahead of time, but yeah, for tomorrow.
I'm gonna.
But you're not
gonna
be on. So
then let the guests talk. Be quiet.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, because you won't be on tomorrow. Yeah, stay away from the vaccines. That's what I say, too, because we're hearing more and more stuff coming out about them. That's for sure.
Have you heard anything on the radio about people getting ill and all that?
Yeah, I heard pretty much what you just said there, too, about a couple of people. Fainting and stuff and having, what Suzanne read there, headaches and stuff. But the fainting is a little scary, but. And then Biden's man, I don't even know what his position is, that guy Blinken. He wants to give vaccines to everyone in the world. We're going to pay for the vaccines for everyone in the world of, what, 7 billion people? Like, I mean, this is, like, kind of far-fetched and unlikely to happen, you know?
So we have to pay for that,
how long would
too?
That take? I'm sorry, Frank?
We have to pay for that?
What? Well, I don't know. I don't know, but how likely is it that we're going to get vaccines for 7 billion people, America, to do that? I mean, you know, maybe it's being rushed too much, too. Maybe they're kind of rushing it now. Because at first, kids didn't have to take it, and it was only for, like, the elderly and certain people. Then it went down. Now teens are getting it, and kids are getting. Maybe they're rushing things too much with it, you know, and they're not taking their time. Maybe that's a problem, too. Mm-hmm.
They're not helping people build up their immune system.
Yeah. They mixed the batch when they actually went to in another facility. They put the two different pharmaceutical companies labs together.
The Johnson and Johnson and the AstraZeneca.
Yeah, and the other one.
They mixed
AstraZeneca.
Them up.
And then the both vaccines are not good either. So they had to I'm hoping they're taking pulling all the Johnson & Johnson because they promised 100 million vaccinations before the end of, like, the year.
Well, they put the two together, obviously, to try to save money.
Probably.
In one facility. You know, the money comes first.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, how careless. That couldn't be careless. I mean, how could you mix two of them up? It has to be costing, you know?
What they should have done and what they did are two different things.
We don't know the whole story of what they did. You're only getting little bits and pieces here.
We'll never know the entire story. We'll never be told
the truth. Bits and pieces, you know? I mean,
well, the thing is, to me, I still say, if this were something that were passed from person to person, I would think a lot more people would have had to have had it. That's my opinion, anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
that's
you're
guessing.
People are.
I mean, they're guessing.
I'm sorry.
They
didn't hear either one of you.
Cautious, I guess. People. You know, they don't want to, you know, necessarily get it. So what they've been doing is you know, I guess doing, you know, concealing, not concealing, or what the hell, my brain's going bonkers today. They're actually putting masks on. Jesus Lord, that's what I wanted to say. Today is not.
I didn't hear what you said. Hold on, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Suzanne. What did you say? Sorry.
I don't know. Basically,
oh, okay.
Today is not a verbal day for me.
I guess not. Okay.
No.
Well,
I love.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But they also said that states that didn't lock down altogether were doing a lot better than the ones that were locked down, like good old
New
York.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know. It's just a scary. The virus was scary. Now the vaccines are scary. I just want this damn thing to end. I mean, everybody does. But, well, did these people that got sick, did they get the COVID? Were they reactions to the vaccine, or did they actually get the COVID from the vaccine?
Yeah, who knows?
That I don't, I'm not quite sure about that, but they said something to this effect. They got COVID after they were vaccinated. That's all I know.
Well, I've heard that people
You know what a good way to follow is? It's simple, common sense. If you're healthy, and you don't have any symptoms of anything, and you've been doing pretty good, you know, I'm talking about the average person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why ask for trouble?
Yeah.
You know? Why invite poison into your system? Doesn't make
exactly.
any damn sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's the principle right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people should
go
by. You know, learn how to better your immune system. You know, I said at the outset of the show, and it's a good thing to repeat, the South Bay Wellness.
Right.
South Bay Wellness. Go on the website. They have a kit. They have a kit that prevents the COVID virus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to do something? Get that. Get that instead of the vaccine. That's
right.
the best thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
most likely that's not going to hurt you. Or the worst thing, if you're allergic to something in there, you know, you'll have an allergic reaction. But most likely, it's not going to be like a poison, a vaccine
right.
that, you know.
With all the chemicals.
So I would recommend that.
Way
to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Hope that works out for, you know, people. That would be really good, you know. Mm-hmm.
I use the wild oil of oregano in addition, so that's probably helpful too.
Mm-hmm. Right. All natural stuff is better than all those chemicals. That's for sure.
I like to use a bit of traditional and a bit of, you know, the other, because I feel, you know, meaning the holistic, you know, because I feel that the best of both worlds are there. A lot of times I try, you know, a little above and beyond on the traditional, it makes me sick. Then I go, oh, that's a problem now, you know. But then, what's covered. And that's like the hardest thing is the money aspect. You have to go where your money is taken, and that's a big problem for a lot of people.
Right. How did they find out that the Johnson and Johnson and the other were mixed together? They had already given it to people, yes or no?
No, they were. I think they
Who
were
knows?
Free. I don't know about that. I would have to look into that more.
Yeah,
if
I'm not
was,
sure either if I ever heard. If they had caught it in time before the
I just heard they caught it before they gave it. People
oh, so then they didn't give it to anybody.
Yeah, I thought that that's what happened. But then one person said that the Johnson & Johnson, he took the shot and he didn't do so well today.
I don't know. I'm staying away from them. That's for sure. I just feel, I just hope my poor mom's okay, you know?
Which one did she have?
She had the Pfizer, the two Pfizer shots.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
That seems to be doing pretty good so far.
It is.
So far,
yeah.
Anyway, you know?
Yeah, no,
she didn't seem to have any reaction. I'm sorry.
I don't know what, you know, I'm not going to advertise it because that's not what Frank likes.
I wouldn't trust
and I'm not
going to,
like, yeah, I don't trust myself. I'm still leery about it, but I know the situation on the way in which the government works. And I just need to be able to go places, and I'm not going to, this is more of a functional thing for me. You know, if I were to, you know, be prevented from going to my doctors or going here or there, that's not going to happen for me. I want to go in and out. And
oh, you'd be better off.
In and out.
Going to these damn doctors.
Really, I mean, things have changed so many times with Fauci and everything. You really, your head spins around. You just don't know what to believe anymore.
It's not only
you know?
The doctors, Frank. You got to understand there are other things that you got to go in for, too. You know?
Look,
but considering Fauci at the beginning
comes,
said this wasn't coming.
Something comes up,
right.
That's when you deal with it. You know, because nobody knows what's going to happen anyway.
Well, I
all right, in a sight. Mad or Glad Monday, by the way, 213-816-1650, and we're on television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday, 7:30, Channel 20, we go on Long Island Altice, so you want to check us out that way. And, you know, we're still on reruns, but we're hopefully making progress. All right, in a sight, Mad or Glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about, and anybody out there who has taken this vaccine, you know, we'd like to hear from you if you want to sound off about it.
Yeah.
You know, or anybody thinking about taking it.
Definitely.
You know. Tell us what your feeling is, your thoughts, you know. All right, Maureen, anything else?
No, just happy birthday again from my mom and me. Have a nice day tomorrow, Frank.
Oh, tell Mary I said thank you for that.
Oh, okay. All right, I will. Yeah,
right.
Tomorrow I see her again. Tomorrow I'm going to visit her again, so. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell it. Okay.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Take care, hon.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, with all this stuff going on, I heard that President Joe met with the auto executives today.
Oh, that you did?
And he's going to be urging them to make all the parts here in America rather than China. Now, I don't know for a fact, you know, because I don't have privy to the cell phones of some of these uppity-up people, but I would suspect that he's been talking to Mr. Trump. You know, and getting some ideas and maybe realizing, you know, that Americans are going to like him better if he keeps the jobs over here. Now, he got a bunch of car batteries that are going to be manufactured here. A lot of them, I guess, were previously made made in China. I don't know, but Chinese batteries got to be a lot of cheaper than American-made.
Oh,
all right, so I praise Mr. Biden for taking a stand on that. You know, I wish he would take a stand for us on the disabled. change and modify the system that we have to deal with every day, because it's really horrible. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody on? Anybody? Are the callers on the line? Anybody else?
No, I didn't see any callers just a second ago, but I'm going to check one more time.
All right.
Hold on. No. We just
had a glad Monday.
Oh, just Maureen, just hanging out.
We had some April showers today.
Yes, we did.
I like April showers.
They bring May flowers.
Because they're not, it's not usually too cold when you get the April shower. All right, in a sight around the world, and, you know, anybody would like to be on the program, send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com, without an attachment, and don't put a whole bunch of rhetoric in there, just plain old, simple, down-to-earth talk email. You know, simple, simple, all right? I got an email today, a very interesting one, which is obviously a scam, about the town of Islip giving out awards to nonprofit agencies. Well, I double checked with them, you know, and there's no such thing going on. What is that noise in the background? Hello? There's a clicking, a beeping noise. What is that? Anyway. So I called the town of Islip just to alert them and to verify that there was no such thing. And it's truly a scam. So if you got one of those, if you're local, just disregard it. Because, and the way I was able to tell it was a scam, because halfway through the email, it says, "All we ask is that you pay for the award." They want to give me an award, and then they want you to pay for it. Now, there's something wrong with that.
What kind of award?
I don't know. They didn't say that either. But all they did was say an award from the town of Islip, and then in the next couple of lines, they're asking you for money. And they said there are different sizes that you can get. You know, and of course, the larger size obviously is going to cost more money. So beware, folks. You know, and be careful. Don't be gobbled in to these things.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. And of course, all those calls you get from the Social Security and all that, all phony. All that stuff is phony stuff, all of it.
Except now, I got to say, when they give you a call from Social Security, that is real nowadays, because I asked for it. They got to really give you their employee number. They got to give you, like, a whole bunch of things. They also have to verify your address, your Social Security number. It's like really touchy.
Yeah.
I don't know how in God's name they're going to do that. Most people won't give it, but I had asked for this.
Well, they should know
it.
If they call you, if they're with Social Security.
But they verify it.
They have your name.
Right.
They should know it.
That's right. They usually say, I'm going to give you the last four, and you're going to give me the rest. And that's how we do it.
Well, I wouldn't give anybody mine on the phone. No way
yeah,
in hell.
And I don't. Yeah, well, that's the hard part. Because when they, if you don't have the format,
you can't trust
of
these people.
I know, but here's the thing: when I don't have the correct formatting, that's what they do. I hate this. I do.
There's too many scams going on these days. Everybody's desperate for money.
Yeah.
All right. And you know what's another? I got to tell you another mad. I haven't heard one word about the next stimulus.
Right.
You know. So I don't know what's going on with that, but there should be a lot more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Of what we've been through. A lot
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
You know, but who knows? So watch out for that. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday at 213-816-1650. And, you know, we're here every weeknight.
I'm glad I got in touch with Corey's mom today. I'll say that. I'm very glad, actually.
Oh, yeah, Sheila. So that was a glad.
Yeah, that was a glad.
Talking
felt
to her.
Good. Yeah. I, you know, she's had it hard, but, you know, I'm glad I got a chance to speak with her and make her feel good today. I really did. She's still, you know, not
well,
doing
well, we're going to honor
you know,
Corey
but...
next week, so.
Oh, yeah.
If she's up to it,
yeah.
You know, hope she's able to
I believe
come
she
on
is.
For a little bit.
She's going to, I hope, you know, with all my heart, you know.
Yeah. Things that happened in the past, you know, that the politicians under the rug and all that.
Yeah.
You know, horrible stuff.
I wish I could just call somebody and they could take Corey's case and look at it with a fresh eye. And then just, you know how they do the race-related things with the, you know, with people? Why can't they do that disabled-related? Why? Why can't they, you know, that's what I feel I wish I should be calling right now. But there's no hotline like that for the disabled. Hell no. There isn't. And I wish there was.
Well, you'd have to get the right person to reopen the case. That's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it'd be and reopened. That and,
God is my witness.
A,
I am going to get something. I'm not going to leave that poor woman and that family alone. God is my witness. I'll try. And if I can't, try to help. You know? With you.
You have to get a second opinion
That's
of
right.
a medical examiner, too.
Yeah. We should help.
A lot of stuff. And I don't know if Sheila would want all that.
That's
the thing.
I got to see what she wants. We got
to
see.
They have to want
you know?
It.
Yes. And I think Andre...
And then
I
the question is, who's going to pay for it?
That too.
A lot of work. People
yeah.
don't usually do these
they
things
should.
For free. You know, you get an independent yeah. medical examiner
yeah,
to be involved,
be
and they want to be paid.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and you can go through the whole thing and he could have the same findings as the other guy.
Yeah. But
so,
they weren't, you know, ruling out certain things with the other examiner. It was just that it never really gone through. I mean, I don't feel that it went through.
They said it was an accident.
Which I think is horrible. Really couldn't have been an accident. I mean, I'm not going to say anything about
all those
case,
people jump on him and hold him down and he can't breathe.
It's considered
to me, that's
an
not an accident.
No, it ain't. Ligatures don't grow on people's necks. Those hands tightening on somebody's neck just don't grow there. Sorry.
Well, that could be caused by any number of things.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is, how it happened.
Yeah.
And then there's got to be another way to measure this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you had the resources to do it, you know, you could reach out. But we don't. The agencies have it, but they don't give a damn. They don't care.
That's
doing anything about it.
That's right.
Now the question would become, would the agencies stand up if Sheila wanted it, and Andre, of course, would the agencies stand up and help us raise the money to open it up? That's what you would need.
That's what you would need. But you know what? In my gut, I feel that they'd laugh at us, honestly. Really?
Yeah, they probably most likely wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be like,
the only other way to do it is to try to get a celebrity or a donor who would say, okay, I'll pay for it. It's worth a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's not so easy either.
That's not so easy either. Because then a lot of them will say, well, then everybody wants it because it's a case and it's, you know, everybody wants something like that if I do one. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to just...
I don't know about everybody.
You know.
People...
But you know how they work. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. We're not talking about everybody. We're talking about this one particular kid.
About one child who was disabled. You know?
Who was killed like that. But...
Man, that was rough. I keep telling her,
but
we're right with
first
her.
You got to find out... First, you got to find out if the family wants
it.
Yeah. They might not. They might not want to get this thing opened again, and everything else come back. You know.
Well, she said.
All right,
she's
in sight.
Still, so maybe she does. I don't know. I'll have to find out. That's all.
Well, I think we should ask her. Privately,
yeah.
not
exactly,
on the air.
Nah, it won't be.
She
good.
May not.
I'd rather yes.
It makes you very uncomfortable. You got to ask her before she comes on.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. Matter glad Monday and tomorrow night. What's going on? We're gonna have a rerun tomorrow night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rerun tomorrow night, open mic. All
it's
right, we'll be back. Be back live Wednesday with
we're
the show.
We're going to be on the best of Inner Sight tomorrow night. That's what they call rerun. The best of Inner
Sight. Wednesday's show, you can't have equality without enforcement.
Right.
So that's Wednesday.
I checked his memory, not mine.
What?
Mine shot lately. I test your memory, not mine, because mine's shot lately. I think it's the one medicine I'm taking in particular. And it says right on the bottle, memory loss. I'm like, oh, freak. I didn't know that it was that. One of my aides told me. And I'm like, no wonder I'm not having good memory. Shit.
And you're taking that stuff? Damn.
I didn't know.
You're smart.
No,
you know now.
I know now. I'm weaning myself off.
All right, inner sight. I'm at a glad Monday. And hopefully, you know, the president and the Congress will step up for us and modify the system that we have to deal with, you know, because millions and millions of people are suffering because of it.
Yeah.
And we deserve a lot better. We who have been left out.
I feel very strongly about that. I feel.
I was talking to my my friend Michelle today from Eyewitness News, and she mentioned this woman who they did a story on a while back. Who
she's telling me
they went around to all the subway stations, and she's in the wheelchair and she couldn't get in. And I said to myself, well, the story was nice, should have been made. Where's the enforcement?
Right.
Now, I don't know. I didn't hear the story. But I don't think it was presented like that, you know. Why isn't there enforcement?
Yeah.
Very, very important. Everybody else can get into the subway, able-bodied people.
Yeah,
why? Because there's enforcement. They have usually have police at the turnstile, right?
Yeah.
You pay your way, and you get in. Why? Because there's enforcement. Nobody could stop people from going in the subway. The cops could arrest them.
Yeah.
But people in wheelchairs are being stopped from going into many, many subway stations here in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And probably in other states, too.
You know what? We only had
because there's no enforcement.
Well, there was really ridiculous what the MTA did, Frank. What the MTA did is they made a subway map specifically for the people on wheelchairs. And then we would have to go to certain on that map it would be like uptown only. You had wheelchair accessibility and downtown you didn't. It was crazy.
Can you read it?
No, not really.
Well, what the hell good is it?
Only online. You could read it online if you had a large print. But anybody who had Braille, forget about the people who had Braille, you couldn't read it at all.
Well, you need. They made a separate map.
Right.
Because they know that people can't get in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't need no damn separate map. Use the regular.
Yeah. Right.
But you can't read that either.
No. It's all
no enforcement world.
That's
what
no enforcement looks like. That's exactly what no enforcement looks like.
No enforcement.
And they claim, okay, that they did their part of the accessibility. In truth, they did. If you look at the stupid way they've done the accessibility portion, they got up to the level of where the building that they're coming out of in the city, right? I'll give you an example. Williams Street originally was the platform level.
Well,
never
we're almost out of time. The point is there's no enforcement.
There's
you can,
no enforcement
you can,
at all.
You can give example
right.
after example. The
right.
bottom line is
there's
no enforcement.
Right.
All right,
if
we'll be with you tomorrow night.
All of it.
We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Tomorrow night's a rerun. Open mic. So thanks so much for listening. Inner Sight, build up your immune system. Take that wild oil of oregano. Don't depend on these doctors. You're going to be very disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for being with us. And have a great day tomorrow. Look out for the April showers. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.